Melania Trump supporters organize grassroots boycott of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Advertisers as report says Disney ready to pull the plug. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 28, 2026. First Lady Melania Trump's supporters are organizing a grassroots boycott of advertisers for ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Amid a report saying that Disney is ready to pull the plug following the left-wing TV host's comments fantasizing about President Donald Trump's death just days before the third documented assassination attempt on his life. Kimmel is facing intense backlash from scores of fed-up Melania Trump fans after he called the First Lady an expectant widow before a gunman attempted to assassinate President Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening. "Starting today, I won't buy any products advertised on the At Jimmy Kimmel Show," one X user declared, sharing a screenshot of top current advertisers, which included Allstate, McDonald's, and Starbucks, among others. The social media user was responding to a Monday morning X post from Melania Trump, which read, "Kimmel's hateful and violent rhetoric is intended to divide our country. His monologue about my family isn't comedy. His words are corrosive and deepens the political sickness within America," the First Lady continued. "People like Kimmel shouldn't have the opportunity to enter our homes each evening to spread hate," she added. "A coward, Kimmel hides behind ABC because he knows the network will keep running cover to protect him. Enough is enough. It is time for ABC to take a stand. How many times will ABC's leadership enable Kimmel's atrocious behavior at the expense of our community?" Melania Trump concluded in her post. On Monday evening, Kimmel brushed off the criticism and doubled down on his remarks, repressing the joke and trying to explain it away by insisting earlier his quip was about age difference. Now, a grassroots boycott of advertisers that pay Disney to run advertisements on the left-wing late-night host's show on ABC affiliates across the country has taken off. Moreover, pressure on Disney's advertisers arrives amid a report by The Sun noting that ABC could be ready to shut Kimmel down for good, adding that the network's affiliates have already been ordered to drop promotional clips for the show after the First Lady blasted Kimmel for his expectant widow comments on Thursday. Stations which carry ABC around the country were told to pull Kimmel's slated promos from their lineups this week, an ABC insider told the magazine. The move to pull Kimmel completely seems imminent. Given that Kimmel's scandal also comes at a crucial time for ABC's advertising revenue, Disney could take the easy way out by pulling him, The Sun reported. Page 6, however, is reporting the opposite, saying, "Jimmy Kimmel isn't going anywhere," citing a source who claimed the network is sticking by the late-night host and don't plan to suspend him, fire him or cancel the show. "It's back to taping per usual. They're moving on," the insider added. President Trump, meanwhile, has called for Kimmel's immediate firing, while White House Communications Director Stephen Chiang describes the left-wing host as a shit human for doubling down on that joke instead of doing the decent thing by apologizing. ABC has yet to publicly respond amid the firestorm surrounding Kimmel and his recent remarks. The left-wing host appears to take particular pleasure in making jokes involving the deaths of those across the political aisle from him, specifically those who have either faced assassination attempts or have been assassinated. Notably, if Kimmel's show is to be pulled, it would make for the second time in recent months, after the TV host was canceled last September following his comments in response to the assassination of conservative icon Charlie Kirk. At the time, Kimmel said the Turning Point USA founder's assassin may have been part of the MAGA gang and mocked President Trump's responses to Kirk's murder, which included ordering American flags flown at half-staff. While Kimmel's most recent remarks fantasizing about President Trump's death came days before shooting suspect Cole Thomas Allen stormed a security checkpoint at the Washington Hilton Hotel with a shotgun, handgun, and knives, the left-wing host's comments notably come after President Trump survived at least two previous documented assassination attempts on his life. The first, in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13, 2024, when Trump was struck in the ear with a bullet after Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire from a nearby rooftop, and the second, at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida, on September 15, 2024, when Ryan Wesley Ralph hid in the bushes, aiming a rifle through a fence, waiting for the president to come into view. Another incident, although not officially documented as an assassination attempt, involved 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin being fatally shot by the Secret Service after he breached the secure perimeter at Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, on February 22, 2026, armed with a shotgun. Federal prosecutors have since charged Allen, the White House correspondent's dinner shooting suspect, who is also a Kamala Harris donor and an anti-Trump No Kings rally protester, with attempting to assassinate the president. The assassination attempt involving suspect Cole Thomas Allen makes for the third officially documented assassination attempt on President Trump's life in the span of less than 2 years. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.